I tell you what. Yesterday was an amazing day. This whole week has been amazing. Y'all pray for me this morning because God changed my message this morning. I had my sermon, and I said my sermon, I had my sermon ready to go that I felt like God had gave me, and went through everything yesterday working. It was such a blessing to see God move in the lives of so many women. And it was funny, I got to thinking about it. I said, here I am. I'm not a lady. I can tell. I'm not a lady, but yet God spoke to me all day long. It just amazed me. I thought, you know what? I said, man, this is just unbelievable. I kind of sit in the back when the speaker started speaking, and God just started speaking to me. I was on my way to church this morning. Like I said, I had everything planned out. Everything I was going to say, and I started praying for y'all. I start praying for you this morning that God would move through the service like a rushing wind, like a hurricane, that the Holy Spirit would fill this place, that they could feel what I was feeling. When I got here this morning, the band, they had already been praying, and the Holy Spirit had already just completely engulfed them. They were splattering me when I walked in the door for the Holy Spirit. And they said, come here, we want to pray for you. That the Holy Spirit would just fill you. I didn't want to tell them. I didn't have the heart to say, it's too late. It's too late. I'm already up to here. It's just blowing out already on the way to church this morning. One verse kept coming into my mind the whole time. And this is the verse that God gave me. The earnest prayer of a righteous man has great power and produces wonderful results. That's the verse that God gave me. I was sitting there thinking, it was coming into my head a little bit different than that, though. It just said, a man who is right with God. That's what that means. A man who is, his heart is right. Then, and only then, can God work through him in a powerful way. That's the word that God gave me. I got to look at the scripture when I got here. I said, man, I got to figure it out. That's found in James 5:16. I had to look at it because I said, you know what? I want to say it wrong. And God immediately spanked my hand and he said, how can you say wrong what I give you? How can you get it wrong when I'm the one that gives it to you? It's good to see Daryl back. Daryl's out of Mexico, hey brother, doing God's work. I tell you, I've been praying for him that God would use him in a mighty way. It's just good to see him back here with us. Glad to have you back, brother, by the way. Yesterday, I was talking to Warner Crumby. The guys here, they don't have a clue, but most of you women know, you got to listen. She was a little bit excited. I mean, I could hear from the back of it. We were back there. I mean, we were making sandwiches. We were doing all kinds of stuff back there. But I could hear this lady, this woman of God, just really, I mean, her voice was just getting louder, and she was getting more excited, and she was just about jumping. I couldn't really see her, but in my mind's eye, she was jumping up and down. You know, she was so excited for the Lord. The Holy Spirit just completely took over the service. And I saw her afterwards, and I came up to her in a joking way, and I said, you know, I said, we really appreciate you coming and speaking God's word to us this morning. And I said, but you know, I said, I just have a little thing I'd like to, something the Lord gave me I'd like to talk to you about that would help you and encourage you. Said, what's that? I said, you know, I think you just need to be a little bit more enthusiastic when you speak. She said, I'm kind of dry, right? I said, yeah, you're just a little bit, you need to wetten it up a little bit, you know. Have mercy. If she had been any more on fire, this place would have exploded. And just a ball of fire. I mean, she was on fire from the Lord, I guarantee you. It was just a blessing in seeing God move, ladies' hearts being changed. And I tell you, it was amazing to me that God still does things like He used to do them. The power of God is still strong today as it was when He made this earth. As I was praying, I got on my knees when I got here this morning, and I said, God, what is it that you're trying to say to me? He said, read my word, because that's where the power comes from. It's not your voice. It's not anything you can do, not your mannerisms. It's the power of my word. So I'm going to read some more to you. In James 5:13 it says, are you suffering hardships? Anybody suffering hardships this morning? Are things just peachy keen for you? Got all the money you need? Everything going good? It says, you should pray. Are any of you happy? You should sing praises. Are you sick? Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Now we got to do that this morning with Bobby. I tell you, I put the oil on just like the scripture said. I told Bobby, I said, this is not magical. This is olive oil. There's nothing, no power in this oil. But what is in the power is obedience. I was obedient to the Lord to do it the way it's supposed to be done. That's where the power comes in. It says, such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick. And the Lord will make you well. And if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Like I said, here's the rest of it. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has power and produces results. Wonderful results. When you pray, and the Holy Spirit comes and floods you to the point that it brings you to tears, there's things that happen. If you are sick, you can be healed. If you are going in the wrong direction, God can turn you around and set you on the right path. When you pray, you ask for forgiveness of your sins. God forgives you of your sins and gives you victory. Victory, y'all, over that sin. I'm telling you, forgiveness takes place when we ask for it. When God moves on to your life, when you allow God to have His way with your life, things start changing. Y'all, I can't tell you enough. You know, most men don't like to get down on their knees and pray because it's a sign of weakness. It is. I'm telling you, I'm here confessing. But today, I could not pray when I got in the office this morning unless I got down on my knees. Because God forced me. It was this overwhelming thing that came over me that said, get down on your knees, boy. Don't talk to me standing up. Don't come to me sitting in your chair. Get down on your knees. Because something special is going to happen today. I told the elders when we got here this morning, I said, man alive, I said, and all this stuff ready to go that God wanted me to speak of. And they said, well, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to wing it. I'm going to just follow God. What God says to do, I'm going to do. I cannot do anything else. If I do anything else, if I decide to preach the message that God gave me, that I felt like God gave me Monday to Tuesday, that I worked on for several days, if I had preached that, the power of God would not have been released this morning. The Holy Spirit would have been quenched. This place is already on fire. I did not want to put it out with a wet blanket message. So this is the Word. And my Bible says, in the headline above those scriptures, it says, the power of prayer. How many of y'all have prayed this morning before you came to the service? Don't raise your hand. You don't even have to raise your hand. I want to challenge you. How many of you, when you got up this morning, started praying for the service? Started praying for yourself? Started praying for the band as they were singing? Started praying for me? Praying for other folks that are here? Or have you been like me in the past? You come to church, it's kind of like for a filling station, where you come in and you go, oh, what a week I've had. It has been horrible. I've had the worst week ever. And I just want to come and just sit there and be like a sponge and soak it up. How many of you, though, came this morning already filled, already pumped up, all ready to go? God has already spoken to you this morning. And now you are sitting here just overflowing with God's power. I want to tell you something. When you get down on your knees and you start praying, the very foundation of hell starts shaking. The devil goes, oh, no. Here we go again. He's praying. He flees from you when you start praying. When you start praying for others, when you start asking God to move, Satan runs like a chicken with his head cut off. You ever see it? They're just running. They don't know what to do. I mean, they're just running. Satan flees. And so does his dirty little minions that work for him. They scatter like roaches when you turn the light switch on. The power of God brings light. It floods light where there's darkness. It brings power to a situation when you think it's impossible for anything to happen in your life. When you think, I can't be healed. There's nothing that can be done with this situation. My daughter, she's got this tumor in her head. It's not cancerous, but it's life-threatening. We prayed about it. We're saying, God, please heal her. I told her, I said, darling, we're praying for her. She said, all I really want is God to be glorified in this situation. That's humbling, y'all. For a father having a daughter go through that, it's hard. It's hard for me. But I have to trust God. I know that my God is the one that formed her. He's the one that made her. He's the one that allowed this to happen in her life for a reason. Me, me personally, I don't want anything to happen to my child. I don't want to see her suffer. I don't want to see her in pain. But if God can be glorified through my daughter's illness, praise be to God, I tell you, bring it on. Let God have His way. It's hard to say it because my nature is I want to protect. Fathers, you know what I'm talking about. You want to protect your family. You want to protect your kids from harm. You don't want anything to happen to them. And it hurts you worse. I remember when my babies were small, I bumped their head, put them in the car, trying to get them in the seat. I got so mad at myself, I wanted to rip my arm out of the socket. I was so upset with myself that I hurt that little baby. And she goes, wham! And that was it. She went right back to sleep. But I have that protective instinct in me. as a father. And mothers, you have the same thing. I know you do. You hate it when you see your child is sick. You hate it when you see that your child gets hurt. You want to be the one to protect them. But we cannot protect our kids, y'all. If I've learned anything, only God can protect our children. Only God can protect you. Only God can lead you. Only God can teach you how to love someone the way that He loves you. Unconditionally. The power of prayer, the power of God Himself, is something that we all need to experience this morning. If you aren't already feeling it, something is wrong. We have a problem, Houston. There is a problem. Because God this morning wants to speak to you in a mighty way. He wants you to know that I love you. I care about you. I care what you do every stinking day that you get up. Every day when everything is going bad, He cares about you and what happens to you in your life. He cares where you go. He cares what you say. He wants you to be, I said this before, God does not want your ability. God wants your availability. He wants you to be available to serve Him. He wants you to be available at a moment's notice that He can say, Lynn, stop what you're doing. Stop thinking about the message that you thought that I wanted you to bring. And here is a new word. That my power, 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 power. When I got here this morning, the band had already experienced that power already. And you could tell it. I could not sing hardly a note this morning. I started praying. Mark, where are you, brother? Mark's having the same problem. My voice was down here, and I needed to be here. It just wasn't going there. Y'all, it just wasn't there. I mean, my voice just cut off. I went, I don't know what I'm going to do. I've got this gravelly voice this morning. It's down in this lower region down here in the bass section, and I need it to be ultra high up here. Only God can get my voice up there because me, I can't do it. Mark's having the same problem. I started praying for Mark. I said, man, because he was having the same issues I was. And God used His voice this morning, didn't He? Isn't that amazing what God can do? He allowed him to get through that whole song, hit every note, and not one sour, not one crack. It was amazing. The power of God. Satan, please. Y'all, it's a hard message because I'm just sitting here saying, okay, God, what's next? What is it that you want to say? Is this it? Is this all you have for us this morning? Guess what? It's not. God has a plan for each and every one of us. We all have a life. We do our own planning. But when we don't include God, when we forget to include Him in our life and say, Father, what is it that you want me to do today? Most of the time we get up in the morning and we're scratching for words, you know, we're sluggish, you know, we're like robots, you know. We haven't memorized the steps to the coffee pot. You know, I can find it in the dark. I mean, not hidden furniture, nothing. I make it like a robot to the coffee. But when you start your day off asking the Lord to use you, asking the Lord to make an opportunity for Him, for you to serve Him, things start happening. You got to be careful when you start praying because God starts moving. If you don't mean it, then I'm telling you, don't pray it. Now, it's kind of crazy for the preacher to tell you don't pray it. But I'm telling you, when you ask for something, you just might get it. The Lord's going to do it. The Lord is going to move on your heart. How many of you would love, just, I'm talking about love, to be able to experience the full power of God this morning? Raise your hand. I'm talking about God's full power. I'm not talking about just a little bit. Everything in this earth runs on some kind of power. You think about it. But it's all disposable. It's all stuff that can die. Every flashlight you ever seen is charged by some sort of power source. It's going to go dead. When it starts, as soon as you turn it on, it's declining. It's on its way down to where the light is just barely on. Every machine that runs, everything is connected to a power source. The question is, what are you plugged into this morning? What power source are you plugged in? Are you on your own power? Are you living your life under your own knowledge, your own power, your own direction? If you are, you're going to run down and you're going to die. There is only one way to live forever. That is to experience, have an experience with Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And that's to let Him to be available for you to do everything that you're supposed to do that He tells you to do. That's where the power of God comes from. When you get on your knees and you say, God, I turn my life over to You. That does not make us robots, y'all. It doesn't. Because if you're really serving God, the joy, you are so stinking joyful that other people notice it. Other people say, what is it? It was like yesterday. This thing had been over for an hour. And people were still hanging around. People just did not want to go home. We just practically had to push them out the door. They wanted one more experience. They didn't want it to stop. They did not want to leave. They did not want it to come to an end. Because the fellowship with the Lord was so great. The power of prayer. I'm going to end the service with this. This is going to be a short message. I know, but I can't help it. This is all that God gave me this morning. But I want everybody to stand up. Everybody stand up. Remove your hats, fellas. Remove your covers. Let's go to God in prayer. Let's ask for God to change our direction. Let's ask for God to reveal Himself to us. Let's ask God for forgiveness when we've done wrong. Let's ask God for salvation if we don't have it. Don't leave here this morning without experiencing the full power of God this morning. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come to You, Lord. I just thank You for Your many blessings. I just thank You that You changed my thoughts this morning. You changed my direction. You changed my heart to lend to Your ear. That Your voice, I could hear it clearly as I was driving. I couldn't hardly drive, Lord, You know, because it was flooding on me like a river, like a raging hurricane into my heart. I just pray, Father, I just lift each and every person that's up here this morning, that's here in this building. Lord, I just pray for them and ask You, oh, please, God, don't let anyone leave without experiencing Your love, without experiencing Your forgiveness, without experiencing the power that only the Holy Spirit brings, how it changes our minds, how it changes our heart to where that we want to serve You. We want to be a better father, a better husband, a better employee, Father. We want to be a better wife, a better mother and employee. Father, we just want to be better. Not because we can do it on our own, because, Father, You make it possible. You live through us. I just pray, Father, that Your power would change us this morning
the word that we change our direction and put our total 100% focus on you this morning. In Jesus' name, and in the power of His name, and the blood that was shed on the cross for us, I say this in His name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.